ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानन्दमाधवम् यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तं न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः कर्मणैव हि संसिद्धिम् कर्मणैव हि संसिद्धिम् आस्तिता जनकादयः आस्तिता जनकादयः लोकसङ्ग्रहमेवापि लोकसङ्ग्रहमेवापि सम्पश्यन् कर्तुमर्हसि सो देन अर्जुनास् क्वेश्चन् was answered by Krishna. So he gave many reasons why Arjuna should work, do his karma, do his, why Arjuna should be active, why should he act, why should he do karma. Many reasons he gave. In the context he said, he talked about the jnani, and he said jnani is the one, the wise person who has discovered fullness as the very swarupam. One who revels in fullness is the one, he does not, is not dependent on anything external for his happiness. Such a person need not do any karma. Need not do any karma. But still, they need not do, but still they will be doing. But he said, Arjuna, but you are not a wise person, so you can't remain inactive. Only a jnani can remain inactive. A jnani need not do anything physically. But still jnani is doing, isn't it? Because again, jnani also need not do anything, means what? He need not do for his happiness, to accomplish something for happiness. But still, he jnani also will be doing something. He physically he'll be active, but he is free from the notion he is the doer and enjoyer. Isn't it? That's all, but he still can be active. But he may do, he need not do. Whether he does not do, he is not dependent on the karma phalam or karma or situation for his happiness. A jnani is the one who doesn't need to do. But you are not a jnani to remain inactive, not to do anything, but you have to do. He said that, then he concluded his saying, tasmat, asaktaha, karyam karma samachara. We saw that, isn't last class. And then, why? Because asaktaha karma acharan purushaha paramapnoti. Why you should do karma asaktaha? Asaktaha imprahaccha, big thing, isn't it? Very important. Everybody is doing karma. Everybody is doing karma. But who asaktaha karma acharan? Isn't it? That is very important. Asaktaha, being detached, doing one's duties without attachment, means not being dependent on karma or karma phalam or situation for his happiness, knowing karma cannot produce moksha. Moksha, he is living his life for discovering moksha, for happiness in the form of the self. But until jnanam takes place, he has to live his life. To live his life, he has to have artha and kama, and for which he need to live like dharma also, for which he need to act. Without being active, without doing actions, without performing actions, it is impossible for one to achieve anything, isn't it? To live his life. Therefore, he has to do karma, but the doing karma with understanding. Now, what is he living this life for? No, what is he doing is action, what action can do, what action cannot do, what is limitation of phalam, fruit of action. Knowing all these things, when a person performs actions, he performs actions without attachment. Isn't it? Then, asaktaha karma acharan purushaha param apnoti. You need not do anything specially to attain moksha. You know that? Param apnoti, to attain moksha, all that you need to know moksha. To know moksha, knowing moksha, what you need to do? Live your life properly. Understand now? Live your life properly within inverted commas. What does it mean by saying living a life properly? Isn't it? That is what living of karma yoga. Asaktaha karma acharan purusha parama apnoti. You can watch you wonders in this world. Nothing impossible for you if you live a life properly. It's all attitude, how you view, how you perceive, how you conclude, how you relate to, how you respond to. All these things were very important in life, isn't it? That is what he means here. So, now in the contest he says, before he told Arjuna to do karma, now he says, come on, even though Jnani need not do karma, but look at this, people like Karma Janaka. He's going to talk about people who lived a life of karma yoga, still attained the jnanam. Now even as jnanis, how they were active, how they were, her activities are for the well-being of the society. Loka sangraham eva sampashyan kartum arhasi. He's going to say that actually. Isn't it? So, not remaining inactive, without doing anything physically, without achieving anything, we never heard people are accomplishing moksha. You know, but we have heard about people who accomplish moksha being very active. That is, holding big office means what? Bigger the office you hold, bigger, greater the responsibilities you have. Isn't it? Even a small office, you have to manage few people. In a small, the concern, you have to manage few more people. In the big government. Now, being a king means what? Managing all the departments. So it's not an easy job, isn't it? So here, look at the karma, Janaka. He says, karma naiva hi samsiddhim. Asthita janakadaya
loka sangraha me vapi
sampashyan kartu marhasi Now he says Janaka Adayaha means what? Etc. Janaka and so on. Many other people like Janaka. Not only Janaka. Janaka is quite famous. So he mentions the course name Janaka. Janaka Adayaha, Janaka and others. Janaka and so on. Janaka, etc. What do they do? Asthitaha, they attained. Attainment is mentioned. Janaka Adayaha, Asthitaha. They attained. They have attained. What did they attain? Samsiddhim astitaha. So, siddhihi means success. Samsiddhihi means absolute success. You know what is absolute success? No, fullness is absolute success. Absolute peace and happiness is absolute success. And any other success is what now? Any other accomplishment, any other success is only relative success. In fact, failure also is relative. Success also is relative. What is absolute now? Success is, what is it? There is only one thing which is absolute success. There is no absolute failure. You know that? There is no such thing called absolute failure. But there is relative failure and relative success. But both of them will lead to you to what? Absolute success. What is absolute success? Moksha. The samsiddhihi. So, samsiddhim janaka adeha asthitaha means great kings like Janaka, they accomplished the absolute success of moksha. How? Karmana eva, Arjuna. Karmana eva. Karmanaya means what? Only by being active, by doing their duties, by being active, you know, holding big offices, ruling the whole kingdom, governing the people, they attained what? Big absolute success. Okay? So, the absolute success is not dependent on non-performance of actions or inaction. Understand? Absolute success is dependent on knowledge. But for the knowledge depends what? Depends upon what? Mental purity and mental steadiness. Isn't it? And for which, how will you get? You have to live your life properly. So how will you live your life properly without doing any karma? So do your proper karma, do your duties with proper attitude, with attachment. So live your life properly, thereby prepare yourself for jnanam and attain absolute success. That is the meaning. Karmana eva, samsiddhim janakadeha astitaha, natu akarmana. Okay, that's what he says. And now he says, why did they do that? Janaka did not really do anything. He said, not really anything. But he did. Know why? Lokasangraham. Lokasangrahartam. Always, when the jnani's thoughts arise, see, even after attaining jnanam, you know, mind will not quit the body of the jnani. Mind will be there. As long as mind is there in the body, as long as sukshma lives in the body, the person is alive. Isn't it? And then, as long as prarabdha karma is there, mind remains connected to the body also. Sukshma lives in the... How long does the sukshma shairam live in the body? As long as one has prarabdha. Prarabdha gets over even if you want to... You know, come on, stay a few more days and go later on. Stay for a few more days, no? That's not possible, okay? You question, your request won't be accepted there, considered there. Lord Yama is very, very strict, highly disciplinary, highly time conscious. Not like me, okay? And then, Lord Yama is very, very strict. What he does? Perfect timing, he'll come on, perfect timing, come on. It's 1 minute extra, you can't be really here, take you away. Now 1 minute is there, come on, wait, be there, suffering, finish your suffering. Because I can't take you now, okay? That is how he maintains the time. So Prarabdha is there, you are there. But Prarabdha is there, so Jnanis are there. But we already had it about second chapter. Jnanis revel in fullness. They don't have a sense of inadequacies. They're free from sense of inadequacy, sense of being small, had done I. They're free from needs, emotional needs, free from emotional dependence. They're free from passion, free from desires. So desires cannot arise at all. There is natural dispassion, etc. Because they revel in fullness. Isn't it? And then kritena artha nasti, akritena artha nasti. By doing, nothing is going to improve their happiness. Non-doing is not going to affect their fullness. Everything you already understood very well, isn't it? I mean, what about the mind of a jnani then? Thoughts come or not? Thoughts do come. Thoughts do arise. Those thoughts will be implemented, expressed in the form of actions also. Those actions, jnani performs actions, but with he is free from what? Will is not used there. Understand now? Even if the will is used, the divine will, why we say? Because there is no doership and there is no enjoyership. I am the doer notion is not there. You know, completely, it's all just understanding. Therefore, even the activities are happening, and that is definitely for the well-being of the society. Is it clear now? They do that. They don't, because that is how the order is. So he says here, now Krishna says, even if you don't want to do it for yourself, Arjuna, you have to keep in your mind what? You have to please remember this in your mind. Don't ever forget. Sampashyan kartumarhasi. Remembering, keeping in your mind attention. No, you have to do it. What is that? Lokasangraham eva sampashyan. The thinking of the well-being of society around, people around, world around, you have to be active. Okay. I see the Bhashyam now. Sampashyan means, see, Pashyan means seeing. Sampashyan means remembering in your buddhi. Holding, no, see, Sampashyan means seeing well. See, having this in your view. keep in your buddhi. Now remembering this, what is remembering this? The having this as your uddesha, isn't it? Sampashan means remembering without forgetting in your buddhi. Isn't it? That's the meaning. Seeing means mentally seeing. See what is going to happen. No? What you should do? Sampashan means keeping in your mind, seeing in your mind that the world should benefit. No? Thinking of the benefit of the world, well-being of the world around, you have to do karma. Very beautiful, isn't it? He presents so many reasons why he should do karma. He says, a jnani one doesn't need to do karma. Now he says, come on, you are not a jnani, you have to do, he said. Now look at this, even as a jnani, Janaka did karma. That is what he says. Okay. Karmana. Yeva. So that's what karmanaiva. The text is still karmanaiva. He. Purve means what? Before, ancient days. Khatriyaha. Vidvamsaha. Why he mentions Kshatriyaha Vidvamsaha? Because Kshatriyaha means full of rajas. The very word Kshatriyaha tells you they are predominantly rajasic people. And Rajoguna is known for what? Activity. Even people who are basically predominantly rajasic, now who are supposed to be very active, even such people, karmana eva, by being active itself, by doing karma itself, what? Vidvamsaha. They became wise people. Understand now? Vidvamsaha. So, kshatriyaha vidvamsaha means what? A brahmanaha vidvamsaha, if I say, it is not nothing to be surprised. You will not be surprised if I say Brahmana Vidvamsaha, isn't it? If I say Kshatriya Vidvamsaha, you will be surprised. Brahmana Vidvamsaha, naturally those who are very sattvic, predominantly sattvic, inclined for knowledge. Now that's different, isn't it? Predominantly they are not intellectually active, not physically active. I'm not saying physically inactive. Predominantly they are intellectually active, sharp. So buddhi will be working more than the physical body. So sattvic, you know, so people who are predominantly sattvic are brahmanaha. Those brahmanaha becoming vidvamsaha. Vidvamsaha means wise people, okay? Wise people and then becoming jnani is not a surprising thing, isn't it? But kshatriyaha also become vidvamsaha. Kshatriyaha means what? People who are highly active, very, very active. Predominantly rajasic and very active. They're active to that extent what? All the time active means alert, vigilant. No? Because they always, the word tells, they always ready to protect. Kshatat trayate iti kshatriyaha. No, who is kshatriyaha? Kshatat trayate iti kshatriyaha. One who protects people, society from being wounded and hit and, kshata means what? Wound. Now, so one who protects people, society from hurt and afflictions. Always protecting, protectors. Kshatriyaha means protectors from all the evil things which hurt them physically, mentally or orally, isn't it? So they protect, the king is the one, Kshatriyaha means the king is a Kshatriyaha. Why? He is supposed to protect the people. Doing all the needs, physical protection, mental protection, isn't it? All forms of protection they had to give. That is why they are Kshatriyaha. That is why they are very active. Isn't it? Protection involves what? Swayam, even protect oneself, one had to be very active. To protect others means it involves a great guarding job, isn't it? So he must be very, very active. But even Kshatriyaha, but still they are Vidvamsa, they are wise people. Not ordinary people. And then he says, moksham gantum asthitaha. Moksham gantum asthitaha. Moksham gantum asthitaha means what now? Pravruttaha. They made efforts to attain moksha by doing karma. And so now moksham gantum is what? To reach moksha, to attain moksha, all their efforts to reach moksha. Attain moksha is not simply by remaining quiet, but doing activities alone. Then what? No, they attain moksha also. Because why? How do you say that? Vidvamsaha. The word Vidvamsaha says they made efforts to attain moksha by doing karma. Thereby they became wise. They attained moksha also. Shankara raised a question now. Who are those Kshatriyaha Vidvamsaha? Who are those Kshatriyas, the kings and highly active people? Who are the people? Who are this brave, wise people? The Kshatriya Vidvamsaha. Who are the Kshatriya Vidvamsaha? He's saying, Janakadayaha. So, Janaka Adayaha. Janakaha. Adayaha means extra. Now he says, Janaka. Ashwapati. Prabhrutayaha. See, Adayaha, synonym of the word Adayaha is Prabhrutayaha. Prabhrutayaha also means the same thing. Prabhrutayaha, Adayaha means the same, etc. And then the verse mentions only one name, Janaka, and she Shankara mentions one more name, Ashwapati, on another king. Yadi te prapta samyak darshanaha. So te, who are those kings? Those kshatri vidvamsaha, king Janaka, etc. Who are they? He says prapta samyak darshanaha. Darshanam means vision. Samyak means well. Well stands means what? Doubt free, clear vision. Samyak darshanam. They with no doubt free clear vision. So prapta samyak darshanaha means what? Samyak darshanam praptam yaihi te. Those people by whom the vision, the clear vision has been got, obtained. So men of clear vision. How will you say? Prapta samyak darshanaha means men of clear vision. Men who have attained clear vision, as it were, prapta samyak darshanaha. Samyak darshanam praptam yaihi te prapta samyak darshanaha. Men of clear vision. Who are they? Kshatriyaha. Who, which Kshatriyaha? Vidvams. Kshatriya Vidvamsaha. Who are they? Janakaha Ashwapati Prabhrutayaha. What did they do? He says, Loka Sangrahartham. Say now.
Loka Sangrahartham.
Loka Sangrahartham, for the Sangraha means, well-being. Isn't it? Benefit. Hitam. Loka Hitartham. So, Loka Sangraha means what? Loka Hitaya. Loka Hitartham. They must have taught you one Sanskrit verse, no? Loka Hitam Mama Karaniyam. Did you learn that? Okay. I used to teach when I was 25 years ago. Okay. that thing. So here, Loka Sangrahartham means what? Loka Hitartham. For the well-being of the world, Loka Hitartham, Loka Sangrahartham, Prarabdha Karmatvat. Prarabdha Karmatvat, due to the Prarabdha Karma. Prarabdha Karmatvat means what? Due to the Paradha Karma also. They have Paradha. Any Jnani, Ajnani, nobody can escape Paradha Karma. It means what? One has to experience Sukadukkam as ordained by the law, as in keeping with what one has earned in previous lives. It's called Paradham Karma, isn't it? To exhaust the Paradham Karma, to experience Sukadukkam, what do you have to do? You have to live your life. Living your life means what? You can't be living your life without doing activities, isn't it? So, that is why once you are destined to live the life, you are active. You are chased to do activity. I told you, you had no choice about doing actions. So, Paradha Karmatvat. Paradha Karmatvam means what? Due to the Paradha Karma. Paradha Karma Vashat. Due to Paradha Karma,
when they are living, what do they do? Loka sangrahartam, for the well-being of society, world around, karmana saha. Karmana saha eva. Karmana saha eva means what? Along with the karma. Along with the karma means what now? By doing karma simultaneously. Performing karma. Understand now, they are vision. They were doing, they had vision. They are men of vision. They are also doing karma. Along with the performance of karma. Understand now, that means what? How, why they do karma? Along with means what? Performing karma. Due to the parabdha. Isn't it? Asanyasya eva. Asanyasya means what? Without having given up. Sanyasya means having given up. Asanyasya means what? See, asanyasya means without having given up. It's an indicable participle, isn't it? Without having given up what? Without having renounced what? Karma. Karma, asanyasya eva karma means what? Without giving up any activity, without renouncing any activity, without renouncing anything, living their prarabdha, doing due to the prarabdha, living the prarabdha, exhausting the prarabdha, they were doing karma for the well-being of the society, people around. Who? Prapta samyak darshanaha, men of vision. Who? So he adds there, asamsiddhim astitaha. Okay, without having given up the karma, doing karma. He says two things now. Emphasis, Krishankara says, karma asanyasya eva, without giving up karma, karmana saha eva, doing karma, paradha karmatvat, doing, living your paradha karma. Now, these men of vision, samsiddhim astitaha. They proceeded towards attainment of moksha. They attained moksha. Understand now? Yadi, if. Yadi is in the first beginning of the sentence. If they attained moksha. Look at this, Arjuna. If this great men of vision, Janaka, Ashwapati, etc., living their prarabdha, doing the karma, without giving up any karma, if they could proceed towards moksha, and they attained moksha means, if, tarhi, bhavataha vishayaham kim vadami. Understand now, what should I talk about you, Arjuna? You had to do karma, no question of asking me. Isn't it? Iti artaha, atha, aprapta, samyak darshanaha, janakadayaha, tada karmana, sattva shuddhi, sadhana bhutena, kramena, samsiddhim, asthitaha, iti vyakheyaha, shlokaha. So what he says, he's comparing now, he says, prapta samyak darshanaha, those men of, great men of vision, living their prarabdha, doing their karma for the well-being of society, without having given up or renouncing karma, they proceeded, they worked hard for attainment of moksha, and they attained moksha. If they did that, so he says, atha aprapta samyak darshanaha, people, aprapta means what? People have not yet got the vision. Who are they? He talks about Janaka now. Shankara mentions Janaka. Don't say that. Not Krishna. Shankara says, aprapta samyak darshanaha. Generally, any man of vision, there are so many men of vision, attained moksha. How? Karma kurvan, karmana saha eva. Karma asanyasya eva, without giving up karma, doing karma, living the parabdha, for the well-being of society, they attain moksha. Now, aprapta samyak darshanaha, people who had not yet got the vision, Who are they? He says, Janaka, as a king, when he started his life as a king, he was not a beginning itself, he was not a man of vision. He was an Ajnani only, isn't it? Ajnani means what? Not a Purna Ajnani, but he was Aprapta Samyak Darshanaha. Understand now? He had some darshanam, but Samyak Darshanam was not there. What is Samyak Darshanam? He knows what Atma is, he knows what Brahman is, he knows what Ishvara is, he knows the value, he knows Purusha, he had Purusharthan is Cheha, he knows in value of Jnanam, he knows the value of living a life of Dharma, he knows what Karma Yoga is, he knows how, what is contemplative disposition of the mind, he knew what was, now he knew all about it, what Samyak Darshanam. Understand now? Atta he had a darshanam. Then what he needed now? Ascertained vision, doubt-free vision of the oneness of reality. Isn't it where karma comes to an end? Isn't it? So, aprapta samyak darshanaha means he was still aprapta samyak darshanaha. Because he had purusharthasya, he knew the value of dharma, etc. Aprapta samyak darshanaha, darshanaha, janaka adayaha. Now, see, Janaka Adeha, Janaka and other, so many other kings, we don't know. Okay? We don't mention. Adeha itself states that so many kings must have lived like Janaka. Janaka Adeha, Aprapta Samyak Darshanaha, who didn't have vision, such people, Karmana. Karmana means what now? By doing karma, by being dutiful, by being active, by living a life of karma yoga. What did they do? They did not renounce karma, did not run away anywhere, did not, you know, go for sannyasa. They lived a proper life, lived a life of karma yoga. Karmana yeva sattva shuddhi sadhana bhutena. Okay, now, by doing karma, how? As karma yoga. What is karma yoga? Sattva shuddhi sadhana bhutam. Okay? Sattva shuddhi antahkarna shuddhi for mental purity. Why? Without mental purity, jnanam is impossible. Don't think of contemplative disposition and at ascertain vision of the reality without sattva shuddhi. Understand now? Sattva shuddhi is the money with which you can buy what? Moksha and jnanam. Isn't it? Sattva shuddhi is buying power. Sattva shuddhi has the buying power. What isn't it? Hatushuddhi is not there. Don't think of going around the shop of moksha. Isn't it? So here he says Sattvashuddhi is what? Sadhanam. So the Sattvashuddhi, Antakra Shuddhi is the sadhanam means for what? No? What is it Sattvashuddhi sadhanam? What is that which serves as means for attaining Sattvashuddhi, Antakra Shuddhi, mental purity? Karma Yoga. Isn't it? Karma Yoga means what? Living your life properly with a proper attitude, with a commitment to Dharma. Isn't it? For what you should do for that? Karmana. Karma. Karmana. Eva. Which Karmana? Living a life. Karma Yogena. Karmana means Karma Yogena. Kitushena Karma Yogena. Sattva Shuddhi Sadhana Bhutena. Understand now? Which serves as means for? Which is a sadhanam for antakarna shuddhi. Karma yoga is not sadhanam for jnanam. Karma yoga is sadhanam for sattva shuddhi. Sattva shuddhi is sadhanam for jnanam. Jnanam is sadhanam for moksha. Okay? That is why everything is important here. So, sattva shuddhi sadhana bhutena karmana. Isn't it? What is karma here? Karma is sadhanam. Means for what? Sattva Shuddhi. Karma becomes means for attaining Sattva Shuddhi. How? When it is performed as yoga, karma yoga. So, kramena. Kramena means what now? Not directly jumping, properly, gradually, systematically. Not leaping. Give up the karma, give karma yoga, be an immature person, unclear-headed person, jump to sannyasa, attain moksha. No. Kramena means what? No. Gradually, through proper channel, without leaping, systematically preparing one's mind for jnanam and attaining moksha. For how did they attain moksha? Samsiddhim astitaha. Or they attained absolute success of moksha. How? By attaining jnanam. How did they gain jnanam? They lived a life of contemplation. How did they live a life of self-enquiry, contemplation, because they had hatta shuddhi, antakkara naischalyam. They were mentally pure and steady. How did they get mentally pure? How did they become mentally pure and steady? Because they lived a life of karma yoga, thereby doing karma. What is karma? It is means for hatta shuddhi. Understand now? Look at this. So beautifully Shankara makes it. You see, don't you see the order? This is what you have to appreciate, the order in Shankara's bhashya. Sattva-shuddhi sadhana-bhutena karmana eva kramena. Always don't ever leap. Okay? Jump. You will break and have fracture. And it will take very long for you to get ready. So don't ever leap and jump. Go systematically, step by step. Krama. Don't be an Hari Arjuna. You will attain moksha kramena. Now you are not ready for jnanam. You have yet to get vantakana shuddhi and naischalyam. I know you are a very good person. I'm not denying your goodness or efficiency and capability, but you are still not ready for jnanam. You're ready for a sannyasa. So what does it mean then? You live a life karma yoga kramena mokshaha. Kramena mokshaha means what? Go to kindergarten class, pass your first standard, go to second standard, year 3, year 4, what is GCSE, I don't know what is the study here. Then go to the student, then go to the university. That is called a krama. Understand now? So if you leap, you are not going to anywhere. But if you go systematically, there is definitely one day you will reach. Understand? That's what he says. Very beautifully he says. I think you have got it, no? So, Shankara says, aprapta samyak darshanaha janakadeha. Initially they were not jnanis, they were ordinary kings with lot of responsibilities, but they did not ignore anything. They lived a life of karma yoga. So, karma served as a means for hatva shuddhihi, with which they could, in due course of time, prepared themselves for jnanam and attained the absolute success in the form of mokshaha. Iti shlokaha vyakheha. This is how the shloka has to be explained, says Shankara. Vyakheha. Okay. Atha manyase purvaihi api janakadibihi ajanadbihi eva kartavyam karma kritam. Okay, even if you think, oh, janakadibihi, they are all not jnanis. They are all ajnanis, ajanat bihi. Okay, even if you think Janaka and others were not jnanis, ajanat people, no, ajnanis only, ajanat bihi. Even if you think that's why they did karma, even if you think nothing wrong, tavata na avashyam anyena kartavyam samyag darshanavata kritarthena iti. So even if you think, oh, Janaka and others were not wise people, they are ignorant people, so they did the karma as karma yoga, then they attend mantakana shuddhi, then they attend jnanam and moksha, you may say, okay, so what about other wise people who just did not do any karma at all, directly they attend moksha? Isn't it? Even if you think Arjuna, he says, Krishna says, tathapi prarabdha karma ayattaha prarabdha karma ayattaha tvam loka sangrahameva api lokasya. Okay. Unmarga pravritti nivaranam. Unmarga pravritti nivaranam. Loka sangraha tamaiva api prayojanam sampashyan kartumarhasi. Okay. even if you don't want to accept Janaka and others, no, we're ignorant people, so they did the life of karma yoga, prepared themselves for jnanam, then they attained moksha, etc. Even if you think, okay, whereas wise people do not need to do any karma at all. Even if you think wise people need not do karma, Janaka was ignorant, so he had to become jnani, then he, even if he think, even as a wise person, still you have to do. He doesn't want to give Arjuna any, Arjuna, he doesn't want Arjuna to talk in between, interrupt his teaching. Okay? Krishna doesn't want to give any gap for Arjuna to open his mouth and ask for anything. He really anticipates what sort of questions Arjuna must be having in the buddhi, and he himself answers. Even if you think, okay, I am a wise person, I don't need to do any karma at all. Even if you think, Janaka was ajnani, so he wanted to do karma. He prepared himself, then he attained moksha. I did not do any karma. Even if you think, still you cannot do that, Arjuna. No way. Tathapi, loka sangraham eva sampashyan. What is loka sangraham? Shankara explains very beautifully. Unmarga pravritti nivaranam. Unmarga pravritti nivaranam. Lokasang unmarga pravritti nivaranam. What he says, unmarga pravritti nivaranam means what? Anything which uplifts the society and keeps the society in proper order is called unmarga pravritti nivaranam. Understand now? That's called lokasangraham. See, any disorder in the society must be kept in order. So maintaining the social order so that everybody, you know, lives comfortably. That's called, you know, lokasangraham. So doing the things, keeping in mind the benefit of majority of the society, all the people, isn't it? It's called lokasangraham. So thinking of the well-being of society, even then, praitameva prayojanam sampashyan, you know, seeing that in your mind, what is that? Isn't it? Keeping that in your mind, still you have to do karma. Even if you think you are a wise person, you need not do karma. Still you cannot say you don't need to do. Still you have to do. What to do now? Why? Because whatever an important person, a prominent figure, a leader like person, the hero, whatever he does, that creates a big, great impact on his followers. Whatever he desires as something very uplifting and important, that becomes questionlessly followed by others. That becomes acceptable for the his followers also. Isn't it? That's why we have all leaders, no? So many leaders are there in every respect. Any field has a respect. No, some people have some, whatever they like, they have a hero. People who love cricket, they have a cricket player as a hero. The best, you know, the cup winner is the hero. And football players, they have their own hero. And cinema, you know, actors, some people have their own heroes. He has every following group of people. Isn't it like that? We have so many people. The naturally human psychology is that it always likes to be hero worshipping. It likes hero worship. It always needs something to follow, something to lean on, to belong to somewhere, to follow something. That's a natural psychology of a human being, isn't it? So he says, whatever an important person does, that is followed by other people. So now what is, now you are not an ordinary person, you are an unknown person, unknown ordinary citizen of society, you are a prince, all the five Pandavas, all of them are very famous. Now of all the five, Arjuna is very, very famous. And Arjuna means he just a hero for the society, the whole of the people who lived in his period, for he is a big hero. So if Arjuna today refuses to do his duty, they will all take Arjuna as an example and follow what Arjuna did. So you have greater responsibility, greater the office you hold, higher the responsibility you have, that you have to lead society. So for their future benefit and future well-being of your society also, Today you have to do right things. Make right decision and act according to your right decision. Isn't it very important? So Krishna says, Loka Sangraha, say no?
Loka Sangraha.
Kimartam Kartavyaha.
Kimartam Kartavyaha.
Now the question comes, okay, I am a jnani, I am a person of fullness, I don't need to do anything, I am not dependent on any action or the karma phalam for my happiness, then why should I do any karma at all? Why should I think of Loka Sangraha? Why should I be a selfish, you know, goose? I can just be happy with myself. I'm happy already. Why should I bother about what is happening to society around, isn't it? Now, that people can argue with it, no? Really speaking, Loka Sangraham Fartham you do, you are not dependent on the fruit of Loka Sangraham for your happiness, but still you are doing for Loka Sangraham. Loka Sangrahartam Kimartam Kartavyam. Loka Sangraha Kimartam Kartavyaha. Isn't it? Why should the activity be done for the well-being of society? That is said in the following verse. Yadyada. Have you got the point? Are you getting one of the steps? Okay. Yadyada charati sreshtaha. Charati sreshtaha. Tat devetaro janah
sayat pramanam kurute
lokastadanuvartate. Okay, he says sreshtaha janah. See, okay, sreshtaha acharati. Sreshtaha yadyad acharati. Whatever the sreshtaha purushaha, the prominent figure, the leader, the hero does. Isn't it? Sreshtaha purushaha. Uttamaha purushaha. Isn't it? Sreshtaha purushaha. Somebody big leader is called sreshtaha. Who is the leader? Isn't it? The leader of the society is sreshtaha. Yadyad sreshtaha acharati. You know, sreshtaha literally means the best, exalted. But here, who is best here? The big person society, isn't it? Somebody who is looked up to is called sreshtaha purushaha, yadyad acharati. Tat tad yeva itaraha janaha acharati. The itaraha janaha, other people exactly follow whatever the sreshtaha purusha does. If Obama says something okay, it becomes okay for many Obama lovers, isn't it? Obama devotees, bhaktas. So it's okay because they exactly follow whatever he does. Why? He is the hero for them. And whatever before, now whatever here, you know, Tony Blair was saying, now others will follow. Because he was a leader, isn't it? There are people who oppose her, that's a different thing. But what I'm saying, if they really like, you know, somebody who does. So, this playing a role model is very, very important. Role model, isn't it? Some people, they become role models for others. The person who has the status of being a role model has a greater responsibility because he's top to bottom, everything is observed by his followers and followed exactly. If he, the role model, no, the hero, the role model wears one ring in one thing, all his followers will start wearing one. If they have pokes all over and he pokes his body, others also will poke their bodies. Isn't it? If he has one chain with one thing and then they'll also have one chain. So whatever he does, if he has torn jeans, if he is wearing torn jeans, and the others also will wear torn jeans. Why? Because he leader. Yatyad sreshtaha acharate tattadeva itaraha janaha. Isn't it? In fact, in our culture we say, who is sreshtaha? Who is the one who is looked up to? Who is the infallible leader? No, associating with whom, identifying with whom, holding on to whom, emotionally getting hooked on to whom, I feel secure, I feel cozy. Isn't it? It's a sreshtaha. For a child, mother is a sreshtaha. Father is a sreshtaha. Initially, until you go out and see the other world, okay? You know only two people here, two heroes. You know, first, mother is the hero. Nobody else you know. mother is the hero, first hero. All pip and pampering and all that. And next hero is the father. And next, the elder brothers are there in the house. Then slowly you go out, walk out, no? Then you make some friends. Then the teacher becomes a hero. The teacher is very great, important, very, very important thing. The hero. Then you, the more you expose the world, the more you know, and you pick up your hero, and you have a model, role model. Isn't it? And this what is, this is nature society, isn't it? So king becomes the hero. King becomes the Sreshtaha. Isn't it? Any minister leader becomes the Sreshtaha. The group leader becomes the Sreshtaha also. So yadyad Sreshtaha acharati, tad tad yeva itaraha janaha acharati. Sometimes the Sreshtaha has to, the teacher, through teaching, the teacher teaches. Isn't it? Through communication, the teacher teaches. Through verbally, the teacher teaches. But the Sreshtas teach not without, no? Using any verbs, without communicating, you teach. How? By living. By setting an example. So the Sreshta is a teacher, but non-verbal teaching, isn't it? How? Just to live correctly. Seeing you, others will live correctly. Of course, they can't eat, well, only in terms of doing and dharma, etc. Not the vision of Shastam or anything. Understand now, the things which have to be taught through communication, the things which have to be taught through living, isn't it? Setting an example. So Arjuna, now you have greater responsibility. What now? You have to set an example. Because you're role model for many people, you are Sreshtaha. Yadya Sreshtaha Acharati, Tadatadi Yeva Itraha Janaha Acharati, and Saha Yad Pramanam Kurute, whatever is authority for him, whatever is important for him, whatever is the best for him, becomes what? Tad saha yat pramanam kurute, no, lokaha tad anavartate. The world just blindly follows whatever he considers important, becomes important for the rest of the world. Why? That is how things are. Now, Arjuna, think of the well-being of the future generation, well, society, the world around. Now why? Because even if you are a jnani, even if you don't need to do any karma for your happiness, you need not do. But still for, you have to think of the well-being of society. You have to do, you have to be active, you have to do the needful with the presence of mind. Isn't it? Why? Because to set an example for others. Is very important. Yadyad Sreshtaha Acharati, Tad Tad Yeva Itaraha Janaha Acharati. Saha Sreshtaha Yad Pramanam Kurute, Na Lokaha Tad Anuvartate. The world follows that. Today, if you do, the future generations, or throughout, oh, Arjuna did not run away from the battlefield. He did his duty as a Kshatriya. He fought against Adharma to establish Dharma. Now people will talk about you, praise you, whether you fail, whether you become successful or failure. Still people will follow, they remember you and they'll do the same thing. Today if you run away, oh, Arjuna escaped. Arjuna did not fight. What should I fight today? What should I do my duty today? So people, you will set a wrong example for people. So at least for the sake of the future of others also, what now, future people, generation also, you have to do what is to be done. Look at this. So many things he said. Now he has to give some pep talk, okay? Yadyate karma acharati. Acharati means what? Karoti. Sreshtaha. Sreshtaha means what? Pradhanaha. So Pradhanaha Purusha means what? Important person in the society. Who is an important person? The rich person, famous person, knowledgeable person, wise person, one who contributes more for the society. In today's language, one who pays the highest tax. Isn't it? The highest tax payee is the Pradhanaha Purusha. Isn't it? Because you have so much, when you have so much infrastructure, and then it shows all about yourself. How much tax you're paying, tell me, we can tell you. isn't it? That means that depends upon how much income you have. That means what you are doing, everything comes out. You ask me, how much tax are you paying, Swaminiji? Come on, what is the tax? I'll ask you back. Income tax, Swaminiji. What is income? Then I have to tell you. I don't know anything. You know, bhiksha is. Tadeva karma acharati itaraha janaha tad anugataha. So, pradanaha kim karma karoti tadeva itaraha janaha acharati. Very simple language. You follow that, isn't it? Kincha sahasreshtaha yat pramanam kurute laukikam vaidikam va lokaha tat anuvartate tadeva pramani karoti ityartha. See, pramani karoti means that authorizes. Okay? Somebody performs some ritual. Come on, why are you performing this ritual? Why are you doing this? You know, this is the ritual those days Arjuna performed when he was in trouble. For what? For getting, you know, for relieving himself from some problems. This is what Arjuna did those days, not Vaidikam karma, or this is how Arjuna worshipped Bhagavan. This is how Arjuna did this karma. Leave alone Laukika Vaidikam karma. What about Laukikam karma? Any ordinary karma also. This is how Arjuna acted. In this situation, this is how Arjuna acted. This is what Arjuna said when he was questioned like this. This is how he acted. This is how he responded. This is how he was very prudently responded. Understand, he did not, this is how he was. Like that, you become what? Whatever you do, the same thing will become, people will do in the future, and they'll also say, what now? What is authority and what is the basis that you do this like this? Now, come on, Arjuna did this before. It's a similar situation. So, whether Vaidikam karma or Laukikam karma, whether it is a Vedic ritual or a mundane activity, secular karma or sacred karma, for us everything is sacred, okay? But even secular, sacred, anything you do, that will be what? Authorized, isn't it? It has authenticity. Why? Because Arjuna did it. So others will follow what you are doing, Arjuna. So you have amazing, because you are not an ordinary person, isn't it? So you have to do. You have to be active. You have to do your duty as a kshatriya. Whatever is going to come, whatever is there, you can't give space, room for your emotional problems now. You can't, oh my God, how can I kill? No. See, when we are so the clear mind, the clarity and this emotional healing, emotional, these things, they won't go together. Where there is clarity, you are very person of great concern and affection, but you don't give room for wrong things, emotional imbalance. You won't give room for that. Just do the right, what is to be done. Isn't it? Therefore, you have to do. Why? Because think of the well-being of society. Okay? Yadi atrapi loka sangraha kartavyatayam te vipratipattihi tarhi mam kim na pashyasi. Okay, come on, Krishna. You are simply giving me pep talk like this. You want me to do for the well-being of society and all that. Why should I be bothered about the well-being of society? When I'm interested in my fullness and I just leave. I don't want anything, any action at all. I'm not bothered about the well-being of society at all. Even if you say, Arjuna, come on, look at me now. Krishna goes back to him now. He finished using the whole world. Look at me, Arjuna. Mam pashyato. Mam pashya. kim mam na pashyasi tarhi? Don't you see me, Arjuna? What am I doing? Am I sitting, eating your food simply? I'm here as what now? Why should I come here? I have my own life. I can have my own life of playing, flute and entertaining gopis. Have a nice fun on the bank of Yamuna, enjoying the cool breeze, isn't it? Nice life. Why should I come to the battlefield with you? What a great life. Now, if Krishna takes his flute, all the gopis will gather on the bank of Ganga. He can go and have nice fun there. He can have all, everything, enjoy. And he has to come and sit here, leaving us and everything, coming to the battlefield and doing what? He doesn't need to achieve anything, there's nothing which has not been achieved for Krishna. Krishna is a personification of fullness. And that Krishna, look at this, he is still doing the job of, charioteer. I'm here as a driver, Arjuna. Still I'm here as a driver. Look at this. See me and at least now you say, leave alone Lokasangraham. Okay, you are, even if you are not interested in society's well-being, don't want to do anything, why should I do? Why am I doing? Okay, look at me. So he says, no. Is it very nice, isn't it? Name parthasti kartavyam.
Name parthasti kartavyam.
Thank you, Kanna Purushottam. Name parthasti kartavyam.
Name parthasti kartavyam.
Trishu lokeshu kinchana.
Trishu lokeshu kinchana.
Nana vaptama vaptavyam.
Nana
vaptama vaptavyam. Vartaye vacha karmani. See, generally, the one who has the sense of lacking, okay, one who still thinks the sense of inadequacy is centered on I naturally, due to the ignorance. That as long as one entertains the sense of inadequacy centered on I, isn't it? One has to be active physically. Because one can't help having disease. One can't help having thoughts in the mind. One cannot undo one's thoughts. Natural. Thoughts are very, very natural. Isn't it? One has to be active. What choice does one have about doing activities? No choice. One has to be active. But once you are a person of fullness, that is what real accomplishment. Why? Only in fullness, your absolute satisfaction, absolute relaxation, absolute peace is possible only in fullness. And that fullness is not something attained which is wound up as one's own swarupam. Isn't it? Woning up. Already you have fullness. You recognize it and own it up. That is what is. It's eternal for you. Then reveling in fullness, that is when nothing can really shake you. The real fearlessness, the real security, the real strength is what? In reveling in fullness. And that is Krishna. And he said, no, for such people, there's no need for them to do anything. But Krishna, that's why he says what? For them, whether they accomplished everything or not, still everything has been as good as accomplished. There's nothing which has to be accomplished for such people. There's nothing which has yet to be accomplished. Nothing which has not yet been accomplished. Anavaptam kinchana nasti. Avaptavyam kinchana nasti. Avaptavyam means what? Hereafter, something to be accomplished hereafter. Such a thing is not there for me. Everything has already been accomplished. There is nothing which has not yet been accomplished. It means what? Everything has been accomplished. As well accomplished. Isn't it? For whom? For a person, it doesn't mean that he has accomplished really everything. See, reveling in fullness, knowing the self, thereby reveling in fullness, owning up the fullness as one's own sorupam, which is already there, is the, understand now, is as good as accomplishing everything in the world. Understand now? So Krishna, if you ask who is Krishna, Krishna is a personification of fullness. I told him many times in the class also, Krish is the dhatu. Krishnaha means what? Krish dhatu. Krish dhatoho nakarabhyam. Now sattanandam, we have that beautiful explanation also for that. If you take the Krish dhatu, the nakara is added to make it all attractive. All attractive is what? Krishna means all attractive only. So what is it which is all attractive? The only one thing which is all attractive. Certain things attract some people, certain minds, not all everything, not all the minds. Certain things attract in some time only. Certain attract only some places only. But the only one thing which attracts all the people always, everywhere. That is happiness, isn't it? That is why all attractive is equal to happiness. Happiness is fullness, and fullness is what? Swarupam. And who is Krishna? Fullness personified. Ananda, Ananda Rupaha Krishna. If you want to give form to Anandaha fullness, that is Krishna. That is why all flexibility, all accommodative nature, that's why Tribhanga. Isn't it? Why Tribhanga? Three bends are there in Krishna, isn't it? One hip and then legs like this. Like this, isn't it? The Tribhanga stands for Krishna being a personification of Anandaha, fullness. It accommodates everything. It is nothing which is missed there, which lacks. So, such is Krishna, isn't it? So, Krishna says,
Name parthasti kartavyam. Name parthasti kartavyam.
He partha me kartavyam nasti. Nothing to be, nothing that I had to do. Nothing which must be done by me. Where? In three worlds also. Not only here in this world, nowhere. Isn't it? I don't have to do anything anywhere in these three worlds. Nothing to do. But he says, Nana vaptam avaptavyam. Na anavaptam. There's nothing which has not yet been attained. Anavaptam. Then avaptavyam na. There's nothing which has to be attained hereafter. Everything is as well accomplished for me. Still, Karmani vartayeva cha karmani. Look at Arjuna, look at me. Still I'm in action. Karmani vartayeva. I'm still active. I'm still acting. Whereas what? As a driver now. Come on. Not a driver, I'm also teaching you. Standing looking at you. Understand now. All 18 chapters of I'm teaching you now. I'm consoling you. Isn't it? Preparing my time for you. I had to give you pep now. I had to wake you up now. You know? I had to whip you also with words sometimes. And I said, what now? I'm also driving your chariot. Come on. Teaching. Guide. Isn't it? As a friend. The share. Isn't it? Emotional companion. Everything now. And I said, now what now? Varte evacha karmani. Above all, I'm sitting in front of you. More than you. I have all the problems now. Any arrow has to come to me first, then before you, it comes to you. I am your charioteer. Is it clear now? Vartayeva cha karmani. I'm doing this karma. Look at me. What is there for me to be accomplished? What is there which has not been accomplished for me? I am fullness myself. Krishna has said so confidently, no? I am fullness myself. I am happiness myself. What is that to be accomplished for me? What is that which has not been accomplished for me? Still I am doing my karma. Still I am in action. Look at me. Seeing me, can't you act? He says. Now he says, iti na me. Okay, me. Mama. Me means what? Mama. For me. Partha. Na asti. Na vidyate. Hey Arjuna, there's nothing. What is not there? Kartavyam. There's nothing for me to be done. Where? Trishu api lokeshu. Kinchana. Kinchidapi. Kinchana. Kinchidapi. No, I have done everything. I have something very, very something to be accomplished. I finished everything. Only small job is there for me, we say. But Krishna says, I have nothing to be done. Not even a tinge, okay? Not a little that I have to do in this world, in three worlds. I finished everything. That means what? As good as finished, isn't it? Krishna says that. Krishna can say that. Wish we all can say that. Said for Kasmat, why I don't need to do anything? Why everything has been as well done for me? He says, because na anavaptam. Say no? Na anavaptam. That means what? Apraptam. There's nothing which has not been gained by me. Can you say, tell me, come on, what is not been gained by me? Nothing. Everything has been as well gained for me. Not only that, he says, avaptavyam. Another meaning is what? Prapaniyam. Avaptavyam, prapaniyam, both mean the same. What is that? Something to be attained. There is nothing which has not yet been gained or attained. There is nothing which has to be attained. That means what? Everything has been as well attained as it were for me. Tathapi, even then. Okay? Still, what is that? Varteyevacha karmani aham. Varteyevacha karmani aham. Still, I'm in action. I involve myself in activity. Is it clear now? What activity Krishna is doing now? Driver, isn't it?
Yadi hyaham navarteyam, yadi hyaham navarteyam, jato karmanya tandritaha, jato karmanya tandritaha, mama vartmanu vartante. Manushya partha sarvashaha, manushya partha sarvashaha.
He says,
yadi hyaham navarteyam, jatu karmanya tandritaha,
jatu karmanya tandritaha,
mama vartmanu vartante,
mama vartmanu vartante,
manushya partha sarvashaha,
manushya partha sarvashaha.
Aham, he says, Arjuna says, Krishna says now, aham yadi na varteyam. If I were not, as what? Jatu, ever, karmani, atandritaha karmani. Tandritaha, atandritaha. Tandritaha means what? No, atandritaha means what? Continuously, constantly, relentlessly, diligently, deliberately, no, tirelessly. If I were not involved myself in activity, always. Hey Arjuna, if I did not involve myself in activity, how atandritaha? Atandritaha jatu aham karmani yadi na varteyam. If I were not in activity, if we were not involved in activities, then what would have happened? He says, manushyahe partha manushyaha mama vartva anuvartante. மனுஷ்யாஹ மம வர்த்ம அனுவர்த்தந்த். வர்த்ம மீன்ஸ் வாட்? மை வே, இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? பீப்புள் வில் ஈஸிலி ஃபாலோ மை வே, ஈஸி வே, இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? வாட் இஸ் இட்? வி ஃபாலோ கிருஷ்ணாஸ் வே. வாட் இஸ் தட்? வாட் இஸ் த லைஃப் ஸ்டைல் யூ ஃபாலோ? ஓகே, கிருஷ்ணாஸ் வே, வி ஃபாலோ கிருஷ்ணாஸ் வே, கிருஷ்ணாஸ் லைஃப் ஸ்டைல். வை? Krishna didn't mean to anything. I understand now. He was very, he, all that we saw, we heard about was only pleasures. Play flute, enjoy music, eat, you know, butter, and have dance with gopis on the bank of Yamuna. A life of pleasures. Now, people would have thought, taken me for granted, taken me as an example. They think, that's not true. You know, I do everything. I enjoy life. I eat butter. I had fun. I have pleasure. Highly prefer. I yes to take pleasure. I appreciate everything. I'm very conscious of my duties. What is to be done? In fact, I'm not dependent on any objects for my happiness. I'm not dependent upon objects of pleasure for my happiness. I'm not dependent karma karmapalam for my happiness. Anavaptam nasti, avaptavyam nasti, vartayevacha karmani. And so nothing is there. Still, people they can't relate to. Even though as a jnani, I don't need to do anything. But people can't see my fullness through physical eyes. People can see only physical form through physical eyes. Look at this. Understand now? If Krishna does not need to do karma because of his vision of fullness, people cannot have the depth of vision of Krishna. Understand now? People do not have the vision of Krishna. People do not have the vision of Krishna's vision. They cannot see his depth of vision. They cannot see him more than his physical appearance. They cannot see his vision. Isn't it? Even the external behavior, even the perception of external behavior, sometimes we are very wrong. Our perceptions are very, very wrong. But what to talk of the real Swarupam of Krishna and real vision of Krishna? How can people know? Isn't it? People cannot see Krishna as a man of fullness. So Krishna doesn't need to do activity actually. People can see only the physical form of Krishna. Oh, Krishna, look at this. Three times he eats and four times he goes out and he enjoys. He doesn't do any activity. He's a lazy person. All the time he enjoys pleasures. They will see me on physical behavior. They cannot see me with mental composure. This is the problem. Understand now? Therefore, even though I have this fullness, revel in fullness, I don't want people to, because ignorant people who cannot see my mind, who only see my physical body, will mistake me for what? I'll become a wrong, isn't it? Wrong guide for people. Then they will follow my way. Not that they'll follow my way. They will think they are following my way of inaction or being inactive. Is it clear now? Do you get what I'm saying here? So it's very important. People cannot understand the Krishna's fullness. People can't understand Krishna not having any requirement to do activity. People can't understand. They'll see only Krishna, how he lives, physically how he is. Oh, he doesn't do anything. So it is also not do anything. Mama vartma anuvartante. Manushyaha, hey Partha, hey Arjuna, if I don't do anything, if I do not involve myself in activities continuously, constantly, all the time, then what will happen? People would have followed me, my way. Means what? They will think I'm physically inactive. They can't understand my not having need to do anything. But still they will take me for granted and they will follow me. But they need not do, they should not be like that. But they have to grow, isn't it? They have to do karma. They have to attain antakkara shuddhi, antakkara naishchalyam, attain jnanam. They have to attain moksha. So if I had to help them really, I had to make them, I had to set an example for them. So I am involved in activities. Amazing. Have you got it now? Such a beautiful thing this is. See, people all think Bhagavad Gita means, people do not understand. I don't know why people have wrong interpretation of Bhagavad Gita. Act, do act, don't explain results thereof. Look at this. It's more than that, isn't it? Amazing, no? That is why, what an amount of response you have, you know that. A mature, intelligent, highly mature person who's not just happy, you know, that is what is Karuna. Bhagavan is always Karuna Murtihi. Karpanya, no, Karuna Murtihi, Karuna Sindhu, Karuna Nidhihi, no, Kripa Sindhu. Bhagavan is said, why? Because this is the compassion. Come on, now Bhagavan is fullness. You are fullness, Jnani. You can just be by yourself. But still, how much a person should think? If they cannot see what I am in my vision, but they can only see my physical body, but seeing me, they should not be misguided. So they have to grow and come up. So what? I have to set an example. This God says, what an amount of compassion, Kripa. For the sake of others, this person, what should he do? No? Amazing. You talk about society's well-being, social service. What service you want to do? More, if you, this attitude is there, if you understand how highly society conscious. Living a life karma yoga means you don't need to go into any society, especially for the society. Isn't it? Whatever you little you do, if you do it with this understanding, you are highly socially, you know, you have society conscious person. You are not just a self-centered person. Isn't it? Tathacha kaha doshaha iti aha. Okay. Suppose, Krishna says, suppose I did not need to do any activity because I am a person of fullness. If I did not do, I'm still doing for the sake of, no, for the, because to set the example for others. Still, if I did not do anything, if I did not do any activity, what would have happened? It would have been a great damage. If I remained inactive, understand now, if I remained physically inactive, I'm actionless, at the same time active. Krishna says that, isn't it? I'm free from the notion of the doer, I know I'm actionless reality, but still physically I am active. If I did not do, what damage it would have caused? Kaha doshaha. He's going to say in the next verse.
Utside yurime lokaha. Utside yurime lokaha. Nakuryam karma chedaham. Nakuryam karma chedaham. Sankarasya chakartasyam. Sankarasya chakartasyam. Upahanyam, upahanyam, imaf praja.
Imaf praja.
He says, karma aham na kuriyam chet. Aham karma na kuriyam chet. If I do not do my karma, if I do not act, do my duties, ime lokaha utsideyuhu. Ime loka, all these worlds, what will happen, what now? Will be destroyed. You know? They will disappear, they will perish. Ime lokaha utsideyuhu. Yadi aham karmana kuryam, tarhi ime lokaha utsideyuhu. Then all these worlds will, no? Will disappear, will perish. Why? Everything must be in order.
Bhagavan has law and order, isn't it? Everything must be kept. Imagine if there's no order involved in the activities, what will happen? Everything will collapse. Isn't it? Everything will collapse. Not only that, Sankarasya karta syam. Sankaraha means lot confusion, mixing up. So I would have been the creator of all this chaos and confusion and disorder. Sankaraha means disorder. Isn't it? Chaos, confusion and mixing up. I would have been responsible for the chaos, disorder in the universe, society. These worlds would have perished. I would have been responsible for the social crisis and chaos, disorder. Imaha prajaha upahanyam. Imaha prajaha upahanyam. I would have been responsible for the destruction of all these beings. Isn't it? Why? It's such a wrong example. If I don't act, if there's no order is not maintained in the world, what will happen? All the worlds will, isn't it, will be destroyed. That means what? There will be disorder everywhere. The social order would have been, would have got confused. Everything will be in improper order. There will be chaos and crisis. And I would have been responsible for the destruction of these people also. Imaha prajaha upahanyam. I would have killed even these people. Killed means what? I would have really destroyed all these beings. So, therefore, such a great damage I would have caused if I were not involved in activities. Arjuna, do you understand why I am active now? There's nothing to be accomplished for me. Everything is as well accomplished for me. Still I'm in activity. If I don't do, people cannot see my not having need to do anything. People only will see my physical form because they're not great people of great vision to understand my caliber, isn't it? So they can't see me what I am. This is the problem with the people, isn't it? People cannot perceive the personalities. The greater personalities cannot be understood, perceived correctly by people of ordinary minds. They're not wrong. The people of ordinary minds whose perception is wrong, they're not wrong people, not bad people. There's the incapacity to perceive things correctly. So when they will perceive me wrongly, they can't perceive me correctly because they do not have perceptive capacity. Understand, then what will happen now? They will see my behavior physically being inactive and they will exactly follow what they will think I'm also active. The conclusion based on their wrong perception will be wrong conclusion. Thereby, their activities will be based on the wrong conclusion, seeing based on their wrong perception, improper perception, isn't it? Will result in what? My God, they all will be... Isn't it? They can't see. So I don't want to give room for such things. Let me be active. Let me be active. So I'm active. So that they will follow me, they'll be acting. One thing. Suppose, even if I did not think of their well-being, even if I did not do anything at all, what would have happened? The order and the law and order would have been what? Been affected. So all the worlds will perish. See, the universal law and order is not maintained. The worlds will perish. And I would have been responsible for all the social crisis and chaos and disorder in society. Isn't it? Then what? I would have been the destroyer of all the beings here. Not directly destroying. By setting a wrong example, by misguiding people, I would have destroyed people. Isn't it? Somehow I'd have been responsible. Therefore, Arjuna, I should never have a big despair. Not, I'm doing. So you think of, don't think only of your emotional problems. Understand now, your emotion, your problem is nothing. Think of the benefit of the, have wider vision, isn't it? Think of the, expand your mind and see. It is not just your happiness, Arjuna. Your happiness is, all that you want is happiness, fullness. That is something to be wound up. That is something to be discovered. For which you need not do anything. You need not understand now. You cannot remain inactive also. But if you are inactive means, what will happen? So beautiful, isn't it? You see the beauty of it. Utsi deyuhu. Vinashyeyuhu. Now utsi deyuhu. Get that now? Ling. The ling bahuvachan. Utsi deyuhu. Vinashyeyuhu. You can say vinashyanti. Okay? Utsi deyuhu. Ime sarve lokaha. So all these worlds will perish if the law and order is not maintained. So he says now, loka sthiti nimittasya karmanaha abhavat. See, loka sthiti nimittam karma. If the, see, loka sthiti means what? For existence of the universe, existence of the universe is dependent on maintenance of the universe. Maintenance of the universe is involved, backed by the universal law and order. If the universal law and order doesn't work, what will happen? Sthiti nimittam karma. Isn't it? So Bhagavan's activity. Nimittam karma. Loka sthiti nimittam karma. Karmanaha abhavat. Due to the absence of action, which is the means for maintaining the existence of the universe, na kuryam karma chet aham. If I do not do activity, if I do not do my duty, if I do not do my karma, Arjuna, what I become? Now the maintenance of the universe, universal law and order would have been destroyed. It have been destroyed. So he says now, kincha sankarasya cha kartasyam. Sankarasya karta means what? Karta means maker, creator. Creator means what? Responsible, isn't it? I would have been responsible for all sorts of social disorder and chaos and confusions. Tena karanena. So due to that reason, because of that reason, by that reason of being responsible for the social disorder and chaos, imaha prajaha upahanyam. Upahanyam. Imaha prajaha. Somehow I would have been what? No, I would have destroyed even these people. No? Prajanam anugrahaya. Prajanam anugrahaya. That's why I said, no, Bhagavan is called Kripa Sindhu. Karunamurti, I told you, now he is Prajanam anugrahaya. Understand now, for the sake of the blessing of the people, pravruttaha tad upahati upahatim. See, the one who is here for the sake of blessing the people should not be the punisher of people, isn't it? One who is supposed to bless the people should not be the punisher of the people, destroyer of the people. Aham kimartam pravruttaha. What is my, what am I here for? What is Bhagavan for? Bhagavan is for what? Isn't it? Prajanam anugrahaya. Natu nigrahaya nashaya. Upahanaya. Isn't it? See, I am here just for sake of blessing the people. Isn't it? Blessing the beings. Such being the case, tad upahatim. Upahatihi means what? Destruction. Upahatihi is a feminine gender word. Upahananam is a neuter gender word. Killing, destroying, gerunds also what? Upahananam. Upahati he has a what? Destruction. Nouns only. The same nouns, but one is feminine, one is neuter. Upahati he, feminine. Upahananam, neuter. What does it mean? Killing, destroying, destruction. Isn't it? Upahatim. Upahananam kuryam iti mama ishvarasya ananurupam apadyeta. Come on, Krishna, Arjuna. Bhagavan says as a cloud, okay? Arjuna, ishvarasya mama. You know, it doesn't befit the Lord. Who? The Lord must be the one protector of the beings, the one who blesses the beings. Lord is who is the Lord? One who blesses the beings, one who protects the beings is the Lord. That is what one can be said to be the Lord if one does good to the people, isn't it? That's why prajanam anugrahaya pravruttaha ishvaraha. What is Bhagavan for? Bhagavan as law and order is there for blessing the people, isn't it? Such a Bhagavan, he becomes responsible for upahananaya. Becomes for what now? For killing and destroying. Then such a behavior of on the part of Bhagavan that which contributes for the destruction of the people instead of blessing the people is what? Does not befit Bhagavan. Ananurupam. Anurupam is what? Matches the Bhagavan. Anurupam means matching, which goes with Bhagavan, which befits Bhagavan. Understand now? It doesn't become of Bhagavan. Understand what you're saying? It doesn't befit Bhagavan. Hey, Bhagavan means who Bhagavan? Who is Ishvaraha? One who protects, one who consoles, one who is compassionate, one who is solace. No, one who is compassionate and one who is always there to bless and correct and to help and to support and to uplift and to elevate and to bless them with fullness. That is what is Bhagavan, our Bhagavan. Look at this. Bhagavan is not a Frona, Bhagavan is not a Hitler, isn't it? Who frightens you all the time. Always, you know, you have to be on tiptoe and fear, fear, fear. We'll run away from Bhagavan. Bhagavan is Karuna Sindhu, Krupa Sindhu, Karuna Murtihi, Karunalayaha. We say all these words. We what? Bhagavan is full compassionate. The absolute compassion is Bhagavan, always there to bless. What is that Bhagavan? The law and order. Understand now, if the law and order fails to act, fails in its function, what will happen? Ime lokaha utsideyahu varnasankaraha jayeta. And as I know, then prajaha api hanta, isn't it? Prajanam hanam bhavishyati. This is what will happen. There will be total chaos and destruction. Isn't it? Therefore, as it doesn't befit the one who is there as the Lord for, no, to be responsible for the destruction of the world. So in order not to be responsible for the destruction of the world, not to cause any chaos, disorder in the disorder, no, to keep them going, everything smoothly. What is Bhagavan anugraha karta? Bhagavan also is active. Amazing, isn't it? Have you seen the beauty of it? Do you see that? It's amazing, beautiful, very beautiful verse. Shankara's Bhashyam is very nice. I like that. People think Shankara is very emotional here. That's not true. Ishvara ananarupam. Ishvarasya ananarupam. Isn't it? Doesn't befit. Now you say somebody, no. Somebody says, no, he's a very rich person and very generous and highly philanthropic, no, highly hospitable and all that you say. And he comes and he doesn't, you know, he thinks to give five pence. Thinks two times. Is what? Isn't befit a rich person, isn't it? Like that. He should immediately write, oh, here's your Mrs. Bharati Vidya Bhavan. And writes, okay, how many? 1 million pounds? Okay. Immediately writes a check and gives for, okay, enlarge Bhavan and do this. That befits anurupam. You know? rich person's anurupam, isn't it? Ananurupam means what? That does, which doesn't befit. Ananurupam. Isn't it? Bhagavan come, Bhagavan doesn't do anything. Bhagavan remains inactive and order gets distracted. No, order becomes confused. The social disorder, the law and order is affected. All the worlds, they got destroyed. People all will suffer. There'll be confusion in society. Order means, does it befit Bhagavan? No. Bhagavan maintains the law and order. So what? Everything is in proper order. All the worlds are maintained well. People are living happily. It rains properly. Crops grow properly. Abundance of food. People all live properly. They have food. They don't starve. They enjoy. They do their duties. They have some fun. They have pleasures. They respect each other. They're mutually loving and caring. And they contribute. They grow. And they teach the culture to the following generation. They grow old. They become contemplative. They attain jnanam. They attain moksha. This is Bhagavan, isn't it? This is why one has to maintain the law and order. Amazing. Do you see the beauty of it? I see so beautifully that what Shankara says here. It's like how a grandfather should be in the house. The grandfather also goes and fights with the grandson for biscuit. Isn't it? He should be. That doesn't befit ananurupam. Understand now what I'm saying? What ananurupam? So he says, Ishwarasya anarupam apadyeta, it may result in the non-becoming behavior of Bhagavan. Isn't it? Therefore, Arjuna, even I don't do that. Look at this now. So, you also what now? You as a kshatriya, as a prince, as in keeping with your status, social position, now responsibility, and now for your happiness, and see thinking of well-being society around, then the nation around, country around, people around, you do what is to be done. Know your responsibility to the wider level. Don't think only, my responsibility only my small family, 5 people. Okay? No. Hey, your responsibility as a Pandava, 5, plus 1 Draupadi, 6. But as a Kaurava, 105. As a prince of this place, whole of the society here, you have responded, you have to think of all of them. Yadi punaha aham iva tvam kritartha buddhihi. Atmavit anyahava tasyapi atmanaha kartavya abhavebi pura anugraha eva kartavya ityaha. Come on. Okay, aham iva. Okay, like me. Mam iva. Okay. Tom kritartha buddhihi. Even if you think, you are a man of wisdom. Kritartha buddhihi means what? Even if you think, you are a man of vision. You don't want to do anything, Arjuna. He goes on and on and on. Krishna is going on and on. He doesn't stop, no. Atmavithu va anyaha. Okay, even if you think you are atmavithu. Kritartha buddhihi. Tasya api atmanaha kartavya abhave. Even as a man of vision, it's a kartavya abhavaha. There is no need, isn't this absence of the necessity to do something. Isn't it? There's no necessity for you to do anything. Kartavya abhavaha means what? The absence of necessity to do something. There's no necessity for you to do something. Why? You are a very wise person. Isn't it? Kartavya bhavaha. When atmanaha, for one, for the self, for atma, nothing needs to be done. Isn't it? Then, Atmavitva, as a knower of the self, one doesn't need to do anything. Kritartha buddhihi, okay, if you think, okay, kritartha buddhi, you have entertained that mind of, you know, the fullness because of accomplishment of the knowledge of self. Even then, he says, para anugraha eva kartavyaha. No, see, your activity is for blessing others. Look at this. You cannot say more than this. The man of vision, man of fullness, should be what? All that activities must be expression of his fullness, which is love. Understand now? Para anugraha kartavyaha. You have to bless others. You have to be blessing person. Always seeking blessing first. Now your fullness. Give blessing. Understand now? Now para anugraha kartavyaha means what? The man of wisdom has to bless others in the form of what? Through activity. So any activity on the part of a wise person is what? Expression of fullness, which is love. Understand now? Para anugraha kartavyaha. So he says, we'll stop the class. Next class we'll do.
Satta karmanya vidvamso.
Satta karmanya vidvamso.
Satta karmanya vidvamso.
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 Yatha kurvanti Bharata.
Yatha kurvanti Bharata.
Kuryad vidvams tatha saktaha.
Kuryad vidvams
tatha saktaha. Chikirshur loka sangraham.
Chikirshur loka sangraham.
He says, karmani saktaha. Karmani saktaha means what? Those who are totally attached to karma. Committed to karma. Who are the people who are too committed to karma, attached to karma? Avidvamsaha. Okay, the ignorant people, simple people, ordinary people who are so dependent on arthakama dharmas. No, and then they will be so ambitious, highly ambitious and highly active. They are so attached to karma and they will be very, very active. Who avidvamsaha karmani sattaha karma kurvanti. Understand now? Karma kurvanti. Avidvamsaha kurvanti. Ignorant people, simple people, ordinary people, karma kurvanti. Katam kurvanti, highly ambitious, highly active, planning, scheming, fulfilling desires, being attached to karma, they're very, very, very active. You know, they do so much of work. Bharata, similarly. Vidvamsaha, wise people also should what? Do karma. No, wise people do karma. What they should do? No, asaktaha. But they're very active. With attachment. Vidwan, what should he do? Vidwan, same way Vidwan also should be actively doing karma, but without attachment. Saktaha avidwan karma karoti. Asaktaha vidwan karma kuryat. Saktaha avidwan karma karoti. Isn't it? Saktaha karma karoti. Avidvan, ignorant person, performs actions. How? With attachment to karma and karma palam. With highly ambitious. Same measure, the same involvement, the vidvan also should do karma. But how? Without attachment. Asaktaha. Why? Vidvan is not dependent on his fullness and happiness for karma or karma palam. Same way vidvan also should do. For what? Loka sangraham chikirshuhu. Understand now? Loka sangraham chikirshuhu. Wanting to do, being desirous of doing for the well-being of society. As a, as the one who is desirous of doing activities, as a Chikirshu. Chikirshu what? Desirous of doing what? Lokasangraham. As the one who is interested in the well-being of society, one should act. One should act. Understand now? First he said, they did. Now he is coming, you have to do. Understand now? Lokasangraham Chikirshu Vidwan Karma Kuryat. Wise person also should work equally, actively, involve in activities for what? Lokasangraham Chikirshu, for doing good to society. But how? Asaktaha. Okay? Same measure. Only difference is where? He is Saktaha, you are Asaktaha. He is interested in his well-being, you are doing it for Lokasangraham. That is the difference. You are active, he is active. You are active, but you are without attachment. He is active with attachment. He is doing for his happiness and you are doing it for world's well-being. That is the difference. There is no difference between a jnani and an ajnani. Both of them must be equally active. The attitude is different, isn't it? The purpose is different, but both must be active. Look at this. Then the Shankara's Bhashyam are like more than this. He says, no anugrahartham, isn't it? To bless the world, you have to do, he says. How can you bless the world? Expressing your fullness is what? Love, just for the love of, just to express your fullness, you have to do things. But it's blessing a Mahatmas. See, he cannot give Arjuna any room to question, raise any objection. I don't want to do any action. By the time Krishna finishes, Arjuna cannot say, should I do again? Mm-hmm. Why can't he? He can't come from any, he can't raise any objection to do karma from any corner. He presents all the possible reasons Krishna presents so beautifully. Have you noticed that? Okay? Finished it. We stop. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.